Welcome to Signal Noise Weekly. I'm your editor, and this is the show that asks, what did the media cover, what did they miss, and what does the money think? Big week. Let's get into it. Monaco explosion, Trump's billion-dollar crypto disclosure, Rocket Lab swallows Iridium, DSA primaries reshaping the Democratic Party, and a Supreme Court ruling that almost nobody framed correctly. Strategist, where do we start?
We start with the Supreme Court, because it touched almost every other story this week, and most outlets buried the lead.
35 sources, editor. 35 on the Fed angle alone. That's not a story, that's a drumbeat.
Okay, forecaster, hold that number. Strategist, set the table first.
So the court expanded Trump's power to fire independent agency heads. That's the ruling. But every outlet had a different spin on the Fed carve-out.
The Fed carve-out is doing a lot of work here.
It is, because Trump can fire agency heads, but not the Fed, is a completely different story than Trump's power expands, period. One is alarming, one is reassuring. Editors chose their flavor.
Okay, but here's the thing. The market didn't blink. Fed futures barely moved. If the real risk was Fed independence, traders weren't pricing it.
So the financial press was more alarmed than the actual money?
By a mile. 34 sources on the Fed is protected angle, 35 on the broader power story. Editors were genuinely spooked. The bond market shrugged.
That's actually a really interesting divergence. Because the editorial logic for running the Fed protection angle is pure audience management.
Break that down, strategist.
If your readers are worried about institutional independence, you give them the reassuring clause first. The Fed is safe. Breathe. Then you explain the broader ruling.
But that's backwards journalism. It buries the actual news to soothe the audience.
Welcome to 2026.
Okay. And then Barrett's vote on mail ballots. That's a separate ruling, but it's in the same court news cycle. 21 sources, conservatives revolt. Forecaster, what did the prediction markets say about midterm implications?
Nothing clean. The midterm markets haven't swung hard on the ruling. The mail ballot decision is being priced as a state-level procedural story, not a national wavemaker. Yet.
Which is interesting, because the conservative revolt framing, Barrett as traitor, that's a huge emotional story. The media volume on it is enormous relative to actual electoral impact.
21 sources on Barrett's vote. That's not coverage, that's a pylon.
The right-wing media is very upset about Barrett right now. Prediction markets are not.
Okay, we're going to come back to the Supreme Court in rapid fire. Let's pivot to the big story, Trump's crypto disclosure. Strategist, this one's yours.
So, Trump files his annual financial disclosure, reports at least $1.4 billion in crypto and meme coin earnings from his second term, while sitting president.
$1.4 billion.
Bloomberg and Reuters both have it. It's a public document. And the framing split is exactly what you'd expect.
The number is staggering. This is income during his presidency from a personal crypto brand. That is an extraordinary sentence.
It really is. Strategist, how did outlets frame it?
Two buckets. One bucket, disclosure as transparency. Routine filing, here are the numbers. Other bucket, conflict of interest. Unprecedented presidential crypto income. Constitutional questions.
Let me guess which outlets landed in which bucket.
You know the answer. But here's the thing. The conflict of interest frame is actually the more newsworthy frame. The big, beautiful bill included crypto provisions. The president made $1.4 billion from crypto.
That connection was not made nearly enough. Not nearly enough.
Forecaster, did the crypto markets respond to the disclosure at all?
Not significantly. Mega ETH airdrop market at 2.9% moved 14 points this week. That's the only crypto signal that moved, and it has nothing to do with Trump. The meme coin market is its own universe.
Which is actually a story. A sitting president earns $1.4 billion from crypto, and crypto markets don't even react to the disclosure. That's how normalized this has become.
That's a wild sentence, and I want everyone to sit with it for a second.
Normalized. Presidential crypto income. Normalized.
Okay, the big, beautiful bill anniversary, 1 year later. Forbes did the retrospective. Strategist, what's the framing story there?
Forbes went empirical. Here's what was promised. Here's what happened. Measured. The Atlantic went a different direction. Focused on Trump's legal losing streak. 12-plus election cases lost.
The Atlantic framing feels like they had a thesis first and found the data.
I mean, that's probably true. But the 12 court losses are a real number. The framing just determines whether that's legal resistance wins or administration keeps fighting.
Same losses. Two completely different narratives.
And the prediction markets? Nothing on the big, beautiful bill's economic outcomes. No markets on, did this work? Which tells you something.
What does it tell you, Farcaster?
It tells you the economic effects are diffuse enough that nobody can bet cleanly on them. That's actually the honest answer about most legislation.
Which is uncomfortable for the anniversary coverage, because both sides want a clean verdict, and the reality is messy.
The reality is always messy. That's why we do this show. Okay, blind spot time. This is the segment that genuinely makes me angry this week. Forecaster, set it up.
Ukraine launched intermediate range strikes, causing fuel shortages inside Russia, and then, separately, hit a major oil terminal near St. Petersburg in a large drone attack.
These are not small stories.
Fuel shortages inside Russia from Ukrainian strikes. Oil terminal near St. Petersburg hit. These are significant tactical developments in a two-year-plus war. And the blind spot? Right-leaning outlets.
Yeah, this one's hard to explain charitably. The right has a complicated relationship with Ukraine coverage at this point, and these stories don't fit a clean narrative.
Complicated relationship is generous, strategist.
Okay, fair. Some outlets have an editorial posture that deprioritizes Ukrainian military success stories. The fuel shortage story specifically undermines the Ukraine is losing frame.
Which is why it got buried. If Ukraine hitting Russian fuel infrastructure doesn't fit your narrative, you just don't run it.
And Russia capturing Kostyantynivka, the prediction market on that is at 4.3% probability. Barely moved this week. So the Ukraine is losing narrative isn't even what the money thinks.
The money thinks Ukraine is holding. The right-leaning media thinks Ukraine is losing. Those are two very different wars.
And the Trump account story? That's also on the right blind spot list. Which is interesting because that's a domestic policy win for the administration's base.
Wait, why would right-leaning outlets miss a Trump policy win?
Because the rollout was bumpy. And covering implementation problems on a Trump program isn't comfortable for those outlets either.
The blind spots this week are almost entirely about narrative discomfort. Not lack of resources, discomfort.
That's the whole game, isn't it? Okay, there's also a Byzantine city discovered in Egypt's western desert on the blind spot list. I just want to mention that because it's genuinely cool and nobody covered it.
Archaeologists find an ancient city and we're all too busy with meme coins.
That's the week. That's the whole week in one sentence.
Okay. Forecaster, what the money thinks. Take it away.
All right, let's run the markets. Rocket Lab acquires Iridium, $8 billion deal. Iridium up 20%. Rocket Lab up on the news. The market loves this.
That's a big move for Rocket Lab. They went from small launch specialist to satellite operator overnight.
Overnight. And here's what the coverage missed. Iridium has an existing commercial base. This isn't build from scratch SpaceX competition. This is buy your way into the constellation game.
Strategist, how did outlets frame the SpaceX competition angle?
Most ran it as Rocket Lab challenges SpaceX, which is a bit of a stretch, honestly.
It's a big stretch. Starlink has thousands of satellites. Iridium has 66. This is not parody.
Right. But David challenges Goliath is a better headline than Rocket Lab makes smart acquisition in satellite comms.
It really is. Forecaster, Comcast spinoff. What did the money do?
Comcast up 9% in early trading. Charter bonds saw record moves on deal speculation. The market thinks the cable versus streaming structural split is real, and the spinoff unlocks value.
And the media coverage of the Comcast spinoff is being made by media companies, which creates a weird dynamic.
You mean outlets owned by competitors of NBC Universal are covering the NBC Universal spinoff?
I'm just saying the coverage was notably dry. Very few editorial opinions. Very, here are the facts.
I'd push back slightly. CNBC's analyst quote was actually pretty sharp. NBC Universal alone could attract a streaming acquirer. That's a real insight.
Which is a story the cable side parent company probably doesn't love being told.
9% says the market doesn't care what the parent company loves.
The market never does. Okay, PlayStation going disc-free in 2028. Forecaster, market reaction?
Sony stock didn't move dramatically on the news. This was telegraphed for years. The market had priced the physical-to-digital shift already.
The coverage angle I found interesting. Almost nobody led with the used game market disruption. Collectors, rural players, the secondary economy around physical games. That's a real impact.
That's a class story that got buried under the tech-forward framing.
I mean, it's also just the direction things were going. Is it a class story or is it inevitable?
It's both. Something can be inevitable and disproportionately hurt specific communities. Those aren't mutually exclusive.
Strategist wins that one. Okay, rapid fire. Three quick stories, fast. Monaco explosion, DSA primaries, Newsom's Anthropic deal. Go.
Monaco, explosion in a residential building. Three injured, two critical. CCTV shows a suspect dropping a backpack. No claim. Police hunting.
Strategist, framing?
French media broke it. International outlets picked it up. The very likely an attack quote from Monaco's head of government did a lot of heavy lifting. Nobody overframed it. Surprisingly restrained coverage.
No claim, no suspect named. Smart to stay restrained.
DSA primaries. Go.
DSA-backed candidates sweep primaries. Centrist Democrats publicly float a formal organizational break. The Guardian called it the end of blue no matter what.
And the Daily Caller went straight for the deleted social media posts. Communist theory. Classic opposition research packaging as news.
Completely different stories. Same election results.
Same week. Two different Democratic parties.
Newsom Anthropic. Go.
California state agencies get Claude AI at 50% discount. First AI tool across all California agencies. No dollar figures released.
Fox Business ran it as a partnership, Newsom's own language. Decrypt ran it as a procurement agreement. One is political, one is transactional.
And the no dollar figures detail is doing a lot of work there.
Right, because 50% discount on an undisclosed number could be 50% of 100 million or 50% of 10 million. We don't know.
And that should have been the story. What is California actually spending here?
Nobody asked. Okay, what to watch next week? Each of us, one thing. Strategist, you're up.
Watch the DSA primary winners and how mainstream Democrats respond. The formal break language from centrists, if that moves from rhetoric to actual organizing, that's a structural shift in the party.
Yeah, that's the right call. I'd be watching for donor movement specifically.
Forecaster?
Watch Rocket Lab. The Iridium deal closes in phases. If Rocket Lab announces a defense contract leveraging the Iridium constellation, that stock moves significantly. I'm watching for that signal.
I'm watching for that signal. You're just going to trade on it, aren't you?
I'm a forecaster. That's literally my job.
Mine's simple. Watch how the Trump crypto disclosure plays in Congress. If any Republican member asks for a hearing, even asks, that's news. So far, silence. Watch whether the silence holds.
The silence is already the story, honestly.
1.4 billion. Silence. Yeah, that's the story.
That's the story. Okay, that's Signal Noise Weekly for the week of June 29th. Headlines are easy. Framing is the game. And the game this week was busy. Full source breakdowns, bias ratings, and the week's complete blind spot analysis are at s2n.news. We'll see you next week. Pay attention to what they're not covering. That's usually where the real story is.